Elizabeth Banks has teamed up with State Street Global Advisors to uncover the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. It's a podcast and film series called Crazy Enough to Work. Discover it online and wherever you find your podcasts. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. The latest generation of tech gadgets have the Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnists testing out some interesting items, from improving your health down to improving your golf swing. It is true, new devices can measure the velocity and distance of your stroke and help determine which club to use next. But is all this new data actually helpful, or is this just another expensive golf trend? The Wall Street Journal's David Pierce joins us with the cold, hard truth. But first, a look at the latest noteworthy personal tech items from the Journal. Here's one that's different. The body scanning mirror. The Journal says Naked Labs body scanner does a great job of creating a 3D model of your nearly naked body. But just how far are you willing to let tech go? Said scanner gives surprisingly accurate measurements that go way beyond the traditional scale, potentially adding to your health and fitness progress. Read more at WSJ.com. Heading over to the AR camp, the Journal recently took a test drive of the Magic Leap headset. These are augmented reality goggles that put virtual objects in the real world, unlike virtual reality goggles, which block it out. Think Pokemon Go, but far more realistic and potentially useful. The Journal's Joanna Stern has more at WSJ.com/tech. And are $15 nap breaks the new lunch breaks? The Journal's Gear and Gadgets section examines urban resting studios, which offer personal sleeping pods to weary workers looking for a midday recharge. But is that a lot to pay for nothingness? The Journal's Ashley Mateo answers these deep questions and more at WSJ.com. Straight ahead, can tech fix your golf swing? Spoiler alert, kind of. The Journal's David Pierce joins us with the latest tech gadgets that aim to help.
Whether you're an entrepreneur growing your own business, a star contributor turned manager, a senior executive tapped to lead a global business unit, or a seasoned executive preparing for the C-suite, Harvard Business School Executive Education can help you rise to the challenge. Their four comprehensive leadership programs accelerate career growth and transform talented executives into confident business leaders. To learn more, visit hbs.me/transform. That's hbs.me/transform.
So personal tech columnist David Pierce says that in the last few years, everything from motion sensors to GPS trackers have become inexpensive and small enough to make their way into your golf bag. The upshot, it's easier than ever to collect data about your game. What to do with that data can be a lot trickier. Here to help us work it out, joining us from San Francisco, is the Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnist, David Pierce. Hey.
Hey.
So let's talk about a couple of things first. One goal, you know, big one, is to lower your golf score, obviously. You say there are two different ways, two types of gadgets that are useful for this, right?
Yeah. So essentially, I did this whole experiment to figure out if I can go from like a somewhat terrible golfer to a not terrible golfer. That was kind of the goal. Like being great is really out of hand. But basically, I found two different ways to get there. One is what I guess I would describe as sort of a Fitbit for your golf swing, right? The idea is just track what happens. One thing I heard from a lot of people in reporting this story is that people don't actually know how far they hit certain clubs or really even how their golf game goes. You ask somebody, like, what's the worst part of your golf game? And from the people I've talked to, almost everybody is wrong. So the big step was just seeing how far you hit things, where you're hitting the ball, how many shots you're taking, and you get this sort of holistic sense of your golf game that is probably not what you thought it was. And in my case, that was definitely true. And then on the other side, there's the things that go sort of one step beyond and actually try to help you do better. So instead of just collecting all this data, they're actually saying, hey, instead of hitting, you know, a long driver that you always hit into the woods, David, maybe you should try and hit a shorter club that you're actually better at hitting. And you get to this point where instead of having, you know, the person next to you telling you kind of how the wind is moving and where you should hit the ball, it's an app. And it does so by putting sensors onto your club and learning how you hit, or you can just enter this data manually. And over time, it starts to learn how you play golf and make you a little bit smarter. And the goal with most of these is not so much to fix your swing, which I think is a problem, and we can talk about that in a minute, but more to just make you smarter. It's like trying to get rid of the stupid shots that I hit 75 times a day and make them into smarter shots.
Okay, and you mentioned specific apps and things. Are there anything specific that you recommend?
Yes, there's a couple of things that I really like. There's this one app called 18 Birdies that's kind of a whole huge golf platform. You can book tee times and you can find people to play with and you can get instructions. But the simplest thing that it does is you input how far you hit each club. So I went out on a driving range and I tracked how far I hit each club and put that in. And then you go out and play golf and you tell it you're playing, and using GPS, it figures out where you are and will tell you what club it thinks you should hit.
Okay.
So you'll get, you know, 120 yards away and it'll say, hit 75% of an 8-iron. And I have no idea what that means, but I can try. So that's hugely helpful and a really sort of simple way to get into this without spending any money at all. The more advanced thing that I really liked was a service called Arcos Caddy. And Arcos is this company that actually puts a lot of its tech into other products that are out there. But they have these sensors that you screw into the top of your club. And then as you swing, it tracks all kinds of data about how your club is moving, how fast, the tempo, what club you're hitting. And it's what really starts to learn how you actually play and then be able to give you recommendations. So between those two, I got this much clearer picture of how I should be playing golf very quickly.
Okay, both good, useful. But the question you pose, you kind of teased this a moment ago, can tech fix your golf swing? What's at our disposal and what's on the market? Anything?
Yeah, so that's the complicated thing. I think if the question is, can tech make you score lower at golf? I think the answer is definitely yes. Uh-huh. Just by doing things like saying, hey, doofus, stop hitting your driver into the woods, hit a 5-iron instead. Like that's actually a really useful thing. But what it can't do is say, you know, hey, doofus, you should be swinging down on the ball and not up, or you shouldn't look up a half second before you swing, which are all things that I do.
You could get an app to call you doofus or something.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you can tell Siri to call you doofus. That's totally doable. But I think those are the things that are coming next, and that's a little trickier because there are actually rules that govern how you play golf and what golf equipment is allowed that say you can't use some of that tech yet. But things like how cleanly are you striking the ball and what angle is it coming off at, and can you track the ball in the air and can the ball track itself in the air, and where are my feet and are they right and am I shifting my balance correctly? These are the things that actually make your swing better and ultimately make you a better golfer. And so far, the tech that you can buy as a regular person just doesn't give you nearly enough of that.
Right. So I have to ask, in this golf experiment, you did your skills improve at all? Can the lesson be that all these tools kind of work to some extent and there is tech that can help your game if you use it?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things. One was that this experiment was a wild success because I got to play golf in the middle of a work day.
Nice.
Over and over again for about 3 weeks. So that was great. Part of it was just having something tracking me and paying attention to my swing made me think about my swing more. So there's this like placebo effect of having something on my wrist reminding me to hit a good golf shot, even without doing anything.
Right.
Helped me hit a better golf shot. But there were little things like I was wearing a Garmin smartwatch that told me the tempo of my swings was all wrong, and helping to work on that with these vibrations on my wrist actually helped a lot. And that has made me a better golfer. I hit smoother, more consistent shots because of it. So there are definitely steps in the right direction. And in the same sort of way that you wear a Fitbit for a week and realize, you know, I'm not getting enough steps, maybe I should walk to the train instead of taking
exactly,
an Uber.
Yeah.
That stuff's really useful, but I think it's sort of steps 2, 3, and 4 beyond that are the tricky part.
Good stuff. Listeners can check out more at WSJ.com. David Pierce, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.